This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation, Spotlight on Business. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program, Lynn Austin, the director of Yancey County Transportation Authority. Welcome, Lynn. Please tell us, where does Yancey County Transportation Authority get its funding?
We get our funding from state and federal grants that we write during the year. We write these grants every year to help make transportation more affordable for our Yancey County citizens. We have three or four different grants that we write. One is Smart Start, and we get our funding from the Partnership for Children, which is from 5 years old and under to birth, and we can take those folks to and from child care, Head Start, and also Health and Human Services, which would be the medical appointments. Another thing that we do is we get the ROPE funding, which is elderly and disabled, anyone over 60 years old, or anyone that is medically disabled, can ride at little or no cost to medical appointments. We also get some Work First money. It is to take people to and from work at little or no cost to them. So far, we've been able to stretch those dollars out and make it free to those folks. And it's not just in our area. It's also expanding out, taking those folks to different surrounding counties.
Lynn, are there any restrictions on who can ride the vans?
A lot of people think that Yancey County Transportation only serve the economically challenged, which I guess that's just about all of us anymore, but serve the low income or Medicaid or the elderly. And this is definitely not the case. We serve the general public from birth to, I think our eldest one is 96 years old. We encourage all the public to ride during these hard economic times. If you want to call our office or look on the webpage, our fares are relatively really low. And by us writing those grants for RGP funding, that also helps us keep the fares low for the general public. So you really don't have to be over 60 or under 5 years old to really qualify for the reduced rate.
What services does the Transportation Authority provide?
We take people to and from medical appointments, Spruce Pine, also in Asheville and the surrounding areas, to and from shopping trips, to and from dining out trips. We try to make the transportation accessible for everyone and to meet their needs. We go outside the county and even beyond. We've even went as far as Charlotte or the surrounding areas if need be. And for companies and local businesses, we can also meet your needs as well as far as having regional meetings and needing to get there. We can make our vans available to take you to the meeting for a low cost as well.
Lynn, please give us an idea about where you go in your vans.
It just depends on the time of the year. We go different places. We try to meet the needs of our people. I know during Christmas we go on a lot more shopping trips and around the holidays. Also, we go to as far away as to Bristol, Tennessee to see the lights. So we try to get a lot of fun things going around the holidays and throughout the summer and different kind of picnic things and all sorts of good stuff for our local public. We usually try to take around 3 to 4 trips a month and just getting out, whether it's dining out, it's shopping. This month we are going to Hamrick's. We're going on the 13th to the Mars Hill Singing. That is on a Saturday, and that's of the evening. And we are going on the 25th to Irwin, Tennessee, taking ceramics class down there. So, and anyone's welcome. We do a lot with the Yancey County Senior Center in planning these trips, but the general public is welcome. And if you would like to go somewhere and plan sort of your own trip and everyone can join and go to the same place, we will be glad to do that also.
So, Lynn, I guess we could sum things up by saying that Yancey County Transportation Authority is not for just one particular group of people, low income, for example. It's for everyone. It's public transportation, right?
Correct.
Lynn, if someone has a question or would like to make use of the transportation vans, is there a phone number they can call?
They can contact us at 828-682-6144.
Thank you, Lynn Austin, Director of the Yancey County Transportation Authority. For Community Close-Up, Spotlight on Business, I'm Steve Murphy.